Sean, here we are at the launch of the new jersey and the official launch of the sponsors as well, moving into a new time period again for Donegal, and it's bright moving forward with these new associations.
It is, it's great. We're absolutely delighted to be here today, and two tremendous companies with huge Donegal connections. The KN Group are a new title sponsor, massive success story here for a local man, Donny Kelly, and employing 1,500 people in Ireland, 500 in the UK, and about 100 of those Donegal people. So as Donna said himself, he's very excited about it. It's a great fit for us, for the Donegal brand, and a company like KN is a tremendous fit. And then the MCR is our tier 2 sponsor, one of the directors of the company, Donald Barrett, a very big employer as well, 20 people in their offices in Dublin, and many, many other people working through their various services. So we're delighted with the two companies that have come on board with us here today, and the jersey, I think, has got a great reaction too. So we're looking forward to getting that out on the shelves now over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, because the support that the two companies are bringing on board is key for running the Donegal teams across the board, particularly over the next number of years.
It is indeed, and of course, financially now we're running a number of teams across football and hurling. It's a huge drain on finances, so we're very welcome of the support of both companies from a financial perspective. But I believe they're going to bring a lot more to us as well, as Donna reflected there, that he's looking to recruit people in the county, and there's going to be job opportunities for people here in the county. Some of our players that may not have employment at the minute, and indeed the MCR group has employed some of our players over the last number of years in their Dublin office. So there's going to be a lot more benefits to it than just the financial, which of course is very important.
Yep. And the two companies have been around, associated with Donegal for quite some time. This isn't the first time that they've come on board.
It isn't, and a lot of people wouldn't be aware of that, but they would be huge supporters over, particularly in my term as last 3 years, and I believe pre that as well, no matter when there was any fundraising initiatives coming up, or there was some financial support needed for a training camp or whatever, or getting players up and down to Dublin. They were always there, and they've been tremendous supporters. And as I said earlier, this is more in a formal footing now.
Yeah. Looking at the jersey as well, we're here today to launch it. It's another fabulous look at jersey, and it's one that all supporters in Donegal are going to have a big interest in.
I'm sure they will, yeah. It is it's a new design. More green in it than some of the previous jerseys, and as Kieran Kennedy from O'Neill said, some of their new technologies have been put into this jersey as well, the new embossing and the new stitching and that. And so this is the first jersey that they have launched with these new features as well. So I think there's going to be a huge interest in the jersey, and I'm hoping so anyway.
Because there's a lot of thought and a lot of effort goes into getting this jersey right from all parties.
There is indeed, and I didn't acknowledge Croke Park. You have to get, you know, there's very strict guidelines as well from Croke Park with regards to the sizes of the sponsors and the type of sponsors you can have. So it's been a huge effort over the last number of weeks to get the design. It's been back and forward, and our county executive gave it the once over the last Monday night as well. So there's been a lot of people involved in getting that final design here today.
The players are going to be wearing it this weekend for the opening game against Stroud, but the supporters will want to know when they can get their own jersey on their back. When's it going to be in the shops and available to Donegal supporters?
Well, just speaking to Kieran Kennedy earlier, it is going to take a bit of time now. Their priority at the moment is to get the team gear out. We have to get leisure gear out for our teams so that they can represent our sponsors travelling to matches and that. So that's the priority. Then that'll follow on to the shops for the ordinary supporters in the next 2 to 3 weeks.